Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Yep, it's the best segment in all of radio in the country, as I've been told by Annie. Like, that's what she tells me. Definitely not putting words
people
in her mouth.
People tell me. Yeah. Make sure you do accordion hands when you say that.
It's fun to attribute quotes to Annie when she's not here. So I'm going to continue to do that.
You know she listens, right?
Nah, let's not worry about that for now. We'll worry about that tomorrow.
I don't have to worry about it at all.
So this is a kid, I guess. Not kid, because Leah, you're our Gen Z representative. You're not a kid.
Am I a kid?
You're not really a kid. He's about your age.
You're kiddish.
Yeah, well.
Now, he's 20. So
He's
an adult.
I'm
technically
about to turn 27. So
you're not a kid, but he's 20 years old. He lives in Virginia. He's going viral for complaining about the amount of work he's doing and the amount of money he's making. Mm-hmm. Now, at first blush, my reaction was, here we go. Kid on TikTok complaining about working too much.
I was like, so he's every American.
Yep. You're like, but this band couldn't come quick enough.
Exactly. So I looked into it a little bit more and found out actually some of the things he's saying aren't just because he's young and doesn't want to work. In fact, it seems like he's fine working. He just doesn't want to have to work 90 hours a week to get the things that should be standard of living that we've kind of come to expect in America. Mm-hmm. And so with our Gen Z representative, Leah, here, I wanted to go through some of the things, the claims that he made, see if they apply to you, but also see if they apply to the rest of us too, because some of what he's hitting is just economic problems. And they're kind of general things, okay? So don't like think this is going to blow your mind, but some people do have problems with this. He says that he actually was interviewed by Fox News. He works in the car industry. Mm-hmm. He said he earns three times the federal minimum wage, which admittedly is very low. It's $7.25. Mm-hmm. But that would mean he makes roughly $21 to $22 an hour.
That's not bad.
That is not bad. That's not bad money. Yet he claimed he couldn't even afford to rent a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh.
Where does he live?
It doesn't say where he lived. I don't know that he was very keen to share that. But he did say that in his eyes, the American dream is dead. He said, it's over, it's gone and forgotten. And here's why, and some of the things that he's saying, here's what I've had to do. It's not necessarily what I want to be doing, but it's what everybody has to do to just get by now. He said, first, and this isn't like, again, blow your mind stuff, stick to a budget. Is this something that we all are fine? Like, mm-hmm. Nobody has trouble with this in the room, right? Sticking to a budget. Is this an area of contention for you, Leah?
I love how you went to her first.
Well, yeah, he's
coming to you next, Ryan. Yeah.
I don't honestly have much experience in that yet because I still live at home with my parents,
okay,
which I won't be much longer. But so that'll be my first crack at budgeting. Yeah. I'll have to learn.
I would say start now.
Yeah.
Just start getting the practice.
In the habit.
In the habit, yeah.
Is this something that you're moving out soon, apparently. Mm-hmm. Has it been tough to find a place because rents are so high?
So I got really lucky when I was getting ready to move out and wanting to look places. My friend from our gym was actually looking for a house and was looking for a roommate. So it was like
perfect.
Perfect. So I did not have trouble. And she's willing. She understands my job situation here and she's willing to work with my, you know, whatever I've got going on to help with rent. So I am very lucky.
That's great.
I know I'm the exception.
Ryan, Brad, do you guys have trouble sticking to a budget before we move?
My wife and I have a budget, and that's what we do. We just budget stuff.
How intense about it are you, though, Ryan Recker?
Kids, man. What are you going to do? Kids throw the budget off. That is completely, you think you got it all figured out, and then next thing you know, kids, man, that changes everything. We do fine. It's not like we are going crazy with money. I mean, we're very modest, and I like to look at myself as very frugal, and I've been accused of being very cheap. So I think that offsets a lot of the problems we have.
Yeah, I'm also very modest in dress. I don't show off a lot of
no
what
ankles.
I have to show off. here's another one that this guy says. He says, quote, "I didn't go to college because the price of student loans are ridiculous." Bad move, because you might have been forgiven by the administration. just milk that cow for all it's worth. Even after college, I would still have to pay off those loans and be stuck in a hard spot like every other American is right now. Again, this is sort of old news, but he says paying down debt at a faster rate is one of the best things that he's learned to do. Is this a priority for you?
Paying down debt at a faster rate?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Attacking debt. Debt can be very bad.
Oh, yeah. And I remember when I had student loans, that was a high priority. Try to get that down as fast as I could. You know, there was times when I thought, you know, I had things figured out. And then next thing you know, what was the Obama car thing? The cash for clunkers
cash for
came
clunkers.
Around. I ended up buying my first brand new car because of that. I had a clunker. And I said, oh, this might be a good opportunity for me to get a car, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 off. And I did. So I added more debt at that time. And then I paid it off quicker. And just like my student loans, I aggressively tried to pay things off. Now, admittedly, it was a lot easier to do these things when the interest rates were a lot lower. Today, it's insane how much harder it is to pay off debt when the interest rates are so high. Like the mortgage we have on our house is the only debt our family actually has. And I would be making so much more progress on this thing if I didn't have such a high interest rate that I had to force myself into when we moved up here to Michigan and had to start over again.
Yeah, and the interest rates are forcing people to stay where they're at longer too instead of upgrade, because you can't afford to leave your low interest rate. It's actually related to one of the last things he says here. He said to Fox News that his parents and grandparents, and we hear this refrain a lot, were able to buy homes decades ago despite making significantly less, even adjusted for inflation, than he does now. He added the necessary caveat about inflation, but he's still upset that many people can't afford rent or buying houses.
Yeah.
But can I just say real quick?
Please.
So he's the one giving this advice?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm broke. I can't afford to live anywhere. So take my advice on life. Why would we listen to him?
Well, you know what, though? He's hitting on things that I think everybody is hitting on, even though, and what that's one of the reasons I said, Leah, you got to come in for this one, because it's going to hit people at the Gen Z level. The people who are just entering the economy worse than those of us who've been a part of the economy for a little bit longer, because you have less to build on.
The housing market is so crazy right now that even somebody that's established like myself, it would be hard for my wife and I to find a different house to move and to change our situation. I mean, thankfully, we're happy with where we live and all of that other stuff. But to try to find a house in this market, terrible.
My friend is struggling to find a house right now. I mean, she's looking everywhere, and she's just, so I mean, I'm not going to be moving out soon, but
Because I do real estate, I hear a lot of stats and stuff, and one of those that I've heard recently that I'm like, that is a huge cause of the problems we're experiencing right now, is that we haven't been building houses at fast enough rate for the last 10 plus years. And the reason for that is, get this, and this number is a few years old, just to build a new house, you're already talking about roughly $80,000 in just sort of government boxes that you have to check. Restrictions, regulations on all the ways you have to build a house that you didn't before.
Well, for example, in Illinois, you have to put an EV charger in any new construction.
Yeah, supposedly. That kind of stuff adds to the cost. I mean, that one's ridiculous. But even things that we would mostly agree on, it all raises the price of houses. And it is different by state. It's different by region.
Here's a couple of things he needs to point out, this guy. Number one, there's a reason for this. And if anyone has any understanding of what it was like just even 4 years ago, call it for what it is. Bidenomics is what you're describing is why you're having such a hard time. So call it for that. Number two, I think sometimes people get into their mind that they have the freedom to do what they want and live wherever they want. So they have the privilege of having this dream lifestyle before they reach the point where they can afford the dream. So they feel slighted when they don't start off with the dream. So what this guy is doing is working towards a lot of different things, but he doesn't realize it was a lot easier to hit that dream 4 years ago. And you may have hit it quicker if it wasn't for Joe Biden.
Yeah, your money has been devalued tremendously in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't go as far, and it's why everything costs so much. So his last little piece of advice was to invest your spare change. Now, you can go beyond that, of course, but if you have a little, he's saying save it and invest it and let it make money for you. There you go.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.